So this week we continue to celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month. And as we did last week with the story of Jonathan and David, tonight we reflect on another positive representation of same-sex relationship and queerness in the Bible through the story of Ruth and Naomi. These stories highlight God's unconditional, radical, and inclusive welcome. God never rejects anyone based on their sexuality, their gender identity, but embraces our diversity, welcoming and loving everyone for who they are. Being able to see ourselves in these biblical stories affirms that we too are loved and cherished. In a world that tries to shame LGBTQ people because it perceives us as different, these sacred stories tell us that it's okay to be proud of who God created us to be. They help us disrupt homophobia and heteronormativity by demonstrating that those so-called clobber passages, the biblical passages used to marginalize queer people, are not the last and only word. In our scripture reading, we heard the beginning of Ruth and Naomi's tale. Naomi's husband and children have died, widowing her and her two daughters-in-law. Naomi decides to return from Moab, where she's currently living, to her hometown of Bethlehem in Israel. And she tries to convince Orpah and Ruth, her daughters-in-law, to return to their birth families, as Naomi has no means to support them. And Orpah reluctantly agrees, but Ruth refuses, swearing a vow of devotion to Naomi. And of course, the story doesn't end there. Naomi and Ruth, as I said, both widows, travel to Bethlehem, even though they have no means of support. They're not really sure what they're going to have when they get there. And after they do get there, and they settle in for a while, they decide that Ruth should seduce Boaz, a relative of Naomi who owns some land and can care for them potentially, since a marriage to Boaz would provide them with both support and safety. Boaz and Ruth are indeed married, and Ruth has a son whom they name Obed, and who turns out to be the great-grandfather of David, the future king of Israel. This story, though, is unique in Hebrew scriptures because it does celebrate one woman's love for another, their devotion in the midst of patriarchal society. The love that these two women have for each other is really the entire motivating force for the plot of the book of Ruth, including, as we shall see, the marriage of Ruth and Boaz. And of course, as it was with David and Jonathan, it's impossible to know for sure if Ruth and Naomi had any kind of sexual relationship. But their love for each other is quite clear. While the scripture translation that we use today says that Ruth stayed by Naomi's side, other translations say that Ruth clung to Naomi. And in fact, the original Hebrew word is the same word used in Genesis to describe Adam's relationship to Eve when it says that a man clings to his wife and they become one flesh. When Naomi tells Ruth how she should go about seducing Boaz, the Hebrew actually often says I, where our translation reads you, in Naomi speaking to Ruth. It's as if the story treats Ruth and Naomi as a single unit, as if in some fundamental way they are indeed one flesh. The relationship is portrayed as not only comparable to marriage, but an embodiment of it. Ruth's vow of devotion to Naomi provides inspiration still today, not only for same-sex unions, but also for heterosexual relationships. Those words are often repeated in marriage ceremonies. And this deep, felt, and touching example of love and loyalty found really nowhere else in the Bible. has become the model and expression of heterosexual marriage, used in countless wedding ceremonies, as I've said, over the years. And yet it comes from one woman's declaration to another. Marriage in the ancient culture of the Bible is so often treated as a financial or business arrangement. And considering how often Christians have condemned same-sex relationships, I think it's kind of amusing or ironic. I'm not sure what the right word is, but we have to turn to a same-sex couple to find biblical language of a loving covenant, the kind of language that we expect today in modern marriage ceremonies. The way Ruth and Naomi come together devoted to one another's welfare, loving and supporting each other, is a positive model for covenantal relationships between all kinds of people. Two women join themselves to one another and refuse to accept cultural norms that limit their potential and define their existence as worthless. And through their life together, they courageously affirm our own relationships, relationships that don't conform, but instead challenge homophobia, heteronormativity, and patriarchy. LGBTQ people today, so often still marginalized and shamed by our culture, continue to define relationships and family in our own ways, making families of choice and refusing to compromise our integrity and happiness. And in the story of Ruth and Naomi, Ruth's marriage to Boaz isn't Ruth giving in to cultural norms, but it's her and Naomi forming a non-traditional family with Boaz to navigate a hostile legal and social environment. Boaz becomes the willing mechanism for securing the well-being of an enterprising partnership of women. It's Ruth who seduces and proposes to Boaz, actively seeking a situation where she and Naomi will be safe and secure. Boaz's marriage to Ruth isn't a breaking of her relationship to Naomi, but a way of sheltering it and giving it security. And we see the evidence of this in a couple of different ways. First of all, when Boaz first notices and talks to Ruth, the first thing he tells her is to praise her for her devotion to Naomi. He already seems to understand their special relationship. And second, the only time that the word love is used in this whole story, it's used in reference to Naomi and Ruth, not Ruth and Boaz. And furthermore, it's the women of the town who recognize and name that love, declaring that Ruth loves Naomi and means more to her than seven sons would. Finally, the townswomen give thanks to God for watching over Naomi and Ruth and giving them a son, specifically naming Obed as a son born, not to Boaz, but to Naomi, which is an astounding declaration in a patriarchal society. Boaz in this story seems to be a willing and helpful part of the family, but not necessarily the leader. Today, he might be the friend who helps a lesbian couple conceive and then stays involved by providing some legal legitimacy in a culture that would otherwise ostracize and condemn them. Ruth and Naomi provide a model not only for loving and devoted personal relationships, but also for the formation of non-traditional families, like we also hear Jesus talking about in our gospel reading today. And their story, the story of Ruth and Naomi, also offers strategies for surviving in hostile environments. And LGBTQ people today often still need to create our own ways of being in relationship in a hostile society, working the systems of our culture to make our relationships and lives more secure. Through Ruth and Naomi's story, we can declare that our partnerships, our loves, our families, whether there are children or not, are valid and life-giving. No matter what others might tell us, LGBTQ people continue to push boundaries, demanding the right to be happy to love who we love. And we too can give thanks, as the women, the townswomen do for Naomi and Ruth, that we are blessed by God who has not left us this day without family. For we are here amongst family. Naomi, at the beginning of this tale, said people should call her Mara, which means bitter. But she's no longer bitter. Her faith has been restored and her life redeemed through her relationship with Ruth. And stories like Ruth and Naomi, a story of how women, loving women, can be God's instrument of blessing and redemption, inspire us to continue to demand acceptance of our own relationships, to demand justice for queer people and all marginalized people. And knowing that queer relationships, LGBTQ relationships, are blessed by God, let us courageously dare to love who we love with devotion in our families of choice. May we all be blessed in our lives with the joy of life and love that Ruth and Naomi find in each other. Amen.